You are going to listen to a teenager talking about giving up his cell phone. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 7 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Could you do it? Could you survive without technology? 46% of cell phone owners said that it is something they couldn't live without. In fact, some cell phone owners couldn't even go a single day without their device. 46%. I came across the statistic one day and it stuck in my head. I noticed a dependency that most people, including myself, have. It's not just cell phones, but iPads, laptops, televisions, and game systems. I started to wonder, can we live without technology? Is it even possible? And for me, a 14-year-old boy, I was convinced that the answer was no. An idea hit me. I could give up technology for a month to see if it was really possible. The very first day of not having access to technology, I instantly noticed the effects. The band I'm in had a performance and my parents dropped me off as usual. We didn't have a plan for when I'd be picked up. The event was supposed to last for a few hours, and after when our band played, I could go to a friend's house who lives nearby. My parents had no idea where I was, and they eventually had to text a bandmate to ask where I was. But when I got home, we instantly realized that we would have to plan ahead for the next month. My spontaneous life was gone. When I got home that night, a Saturday night by the way, I was at a loss of what to do. I felt myself bored out of my mind. I hadn't made any plans with any of my friends. I couldn't text anybody to see if anybody wanted to hang out. I ended up playing guitar for a few hours and going to bed early. Day one was done. Over the next month, I took notes in a journal about my experiences, and here's some of the highlights. On day two, my mom commented that I seemed happier and more engaged with my family. I'm not sure if I agreed with her, but it was definitely something I didn't expect. On day three, I had my first regular basketball practice. At the end of practice, my coach asked for all of our phone numbers to start a group chat to coordinate practices. I had to explain to him that I didn't have my phone and why. It got to the point where I was a little bit embarrassed about it. On day four, I had band practice, and since I didn't have my phone, I had to plan out the logistics of time and place with my bandmates at school. Only two of the five people showed up, and I couldn't even text them to remind them about the practice. Also, on day five, I started increasing my fitness-related activities by going on a run and lifting weights. This kept going throughout the month. On day 12, I had a guitar lesson with my guitar teacher. Mark, that's his name, said I had made significant improvements in my skills, which came from the sudden increase in my time spent playing guitar. On day 12, I also read for fun. On day 17, I finished writing a song and I recorded it. I can say with 100% certainty that if I had had my phone as a distraction, I wouldn't have recorded that song. On day 26, I had some free time after an English test, and instead of watching a movie or playing some games on my laptop like I normally would have done, I finished up some math homework. On day 27, I was at my friend's house, and my dad sent my brother up on his bike to bring me home. When I got home, my dad wanted me to stay and have some quality time with the family. Well, you know, this quality time turned into a few minutes. My whole family was looking at their phones, and I made a comment about not seeing the point of having quality time if everyone was just going to stare at their phones the whole time. On day 29, I realized that I had miscalculated the days by one and still had to go another day without my precious technology. It was almost torture, But I'd come this far, and I wasn't going to give up now, the night before I got my phone back. I was thrilled. I couldn't wait to sit down and catch up with some friends who lived out of town or just to watch some TV again. Honestly, though, when I finally did get my phone back, I did not feel that much better. Don't get me wrong, I really did enjoy having technology back, but I just wasn't as fulfilled as I was before. Could you do it? Could you survive without technology? 46% of cell phone owners said that it is something they couldn't live without. In fact, some cell phone owners couldn't even go a single day without their device. 46%. I came across the statistic one day and it stuck in my head. I noticed a dependency that most people, including myself, have. It's not just cell phones, but iPads, laptops, televisions, and game systems. I started to wonder, can we live without technology? Is it even possible? And for me, a 14-year-old boy, I was convinced that the answer was no. An idea hit me. I could give up technology for a month to see if it was really possible. The very first day of not having access to technology, I instantly noticed the effects. The band I'm in had a performance and my parents dropped me off as usual. We didn't have a plan for when I'd be picked up. The event was supposed to last for a few hours, and after when our band played, I could go to a friend's house who lives nearby. My parents had no idea where I was, and they eventually had to text a bandmate to ask where I was. But when I got home, we instantly realized that we would have to plan ahead for the next month. My spontaneous life was gone. When I got home that night, a Saturday night by the way, I was at a loss of what to do. I felt myself bored out of my mind. I hadn't made any plans with any of my friends. I couldn't text anybody to see if anybody wanted to hang out. I ended up playing guitar for a few hours and going to bed early. Day one was done. Over the next month, I took notes in a journal about my experiences, and here's some of the highlights. On day two, my mom commented that I seemed happier and more engaged with my family. I'm not sure if I agreed with her, but it was definitely something I didn't expect. On day three, I had my first regular basketball practice. At the end of practice, my coach asked for all of our phone numbers to start a group chat to coordinate practices. I had to explain to him that I didn't have my phone and why. It got to the point where I was a little bit embarrassed about it. On day four, I had band practice, and since I didn't have my phone, I had to plan out the logistics of time and place with my bandmates at school. Only two of the five people showed up, and I couldn't even text them to remind them about the practice. Also, on day five, I started increasing my fitness-related activities by going on a run and lifting weights. This kept going throughout the month. On day 12, I had a guitar lesson with my guitar teacher. Mark, that's his name, said I had made significant improvements in my skills, which came from the sudden increase in my time spent playing guitar. On day 12, I also read for fun. On day 17, I finished writing a song and I recorded it. I can say with 100% certainty that if I had had my phone as a distraction, I wouldn't have recorded that song. On day 26, I had some free time after an English test, and instead of watching a movie or playing some games on my laptop like I normally would have done, I finished up some math homework. On day 27, I was at my friend's house, and my dad sent my brother up on his bike to bring me home. When I got home, my dad wanted me to stay and have some quality time with the family. Well, you know, this quality time turned into a few minutes. My whole family was looking at their phones, and I made a comment about not seeing the point of having quality time if everyone was just going to stare at their phones the whole time. On day 29, I realized that I had miscalculated the days by one and still had to go another day without my precious technology. It was almost torture, but I'd come this far and I wasn't going to give up now the night before I got my phone back. I was thrilled. I couldn't wait to sit down and catch up with some friends who lived out of town or just to watch some TV again. Honestly, though, when I finally did get my phone back, I did not feel that much better. Don't get me wrong, I really did enjoy having technology back, but I just wasn't as fulfilled as I was before.